It's Sunday the 2nd of November, and our trip is planned, Barbara and my trip is planned for the Monday the 23rd of November. So I'm just recording this audio boo as the first audio boo of the trip. We've got a few weeks to go yet, so I'm testing all the different things. I'm trying to find a way. I'm taking a Flip HD high definition digital camera with me, or with us, and hope to take a lot of video footage. The problem I've got at the moment is that, as far as I'm aware, the Flip Video, which stores the video footage on its hard drive, I think has got a maximum of 60 minutes. That noise in the background, by the way, is rain. It's absolutely blowing a gale and teeming with rain. I'm actually on Southport Beach Promenade, just having eaten a McDonald's. Barbara's just gone in to get some shopping from a shop nearby, and it's absolutely horrible here, so I hope it's going to be very different in Egypt. So as I say, the problem I've got at the moment, or what I'm trying to figure out, is if there's any other way of downloading the video once the camera's full, other than taking a laptop with me, which is what you do normally. You would download it to a laptop. I don't really want to take a laptop and drag it all around Egypt and then now cruising up to Cairo if I can avoid it. So I'm researching on the web, and I've put a few questions up on various forums and boards, and hopefully someone will come back to me with it. The idea will be that we'll Twitter every day, and then hopefully post onto the blog every day. I'm hoping that on the Nile cruise ship that we're on, which I think is the Royal Viking, it will have internet access, so I can upload. And then up in Cairo, I think we're staying at the Le Meridien Pyramids in Cairo. I'm assuming that will have internet access, so I can upload. But it would be really nice if I could do things on a daily basis, so that people on the blog could follow what we were doing. And then when we get back, try and put all the footage and the photos and the sound bites and everything together, and put it up on the website, so that people who were thinking of taking an hour cruise or nipping up to Cairo can see what we did. So when I get back from this little expedition in Southport, I'll put this up onto the internet, and then hopefully post it up onto the blog as well. And then again, if anybody listens to this and has any ideas about how I can download the video footage from the Flip onto another portable facility, you know, other than a laptop, if they could let me know, that would be great.